Holding the chrome of holdings like the magnum to the opus. Gag the masses, make them focus. Autumn vocals, find the voices, hold the press. Rest in seclusion while the test is confusing. I'll be the aces and the relaxing of my best shown in music. Correct tones and frequencies, freedom, phoenix, frenzy, phoenix for the music. Hear me louder. How to puff officials officiate issues with gristle. Choose dismissal over fairness. Beware the pistol. Popping off the marathon. Drop it off right there, I'm gone. The stage is where I need to be. A rarity so purified for the eye that's open wide. Open eye, make my way in. Holiday to the day's end. From dawn to the day's end. Picture me making my way in.
Picture this.
That was Picture This by Grouch and Eli off of the album Carving a New Standard.
This is Matthew Rich. I'm glad you're listening to WREK Atlanta.
From the album Aesthetics, number 101, DIY 77 through 81, London 1, that was Rejects with Stir Crazy.
Thank you. from her album Over the Sun. That was Shannon Wright with Closed Eyes.
Thank you. Check.
What a cut.
Check.
Yo, Alex, you want to kill that door real quick?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, I got a question for all my listeners.
Yeah. It should be fine. Here, I hear him in my headphones.
I can't.
Yeah, I hear everybody.
I can't hear me.
You can't hear me?
Do you guys hear me?
Henry, I hear you.
I can't hear me.
We're on right now.
Okay, so you said to keep your answers short and concise beforehand. So I'll throw you a softball. Just names. Legal Christian names.
My name
He's Jewish. All right, strike one.
Strike one.
My name is Noah Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Pooja.
And I'm Henry.
Cool. And then for the people listening at home, what does everyone do in the band?
I'm Henry, and I play drums.
I'm Pooja. I sing and I look cute.
Dang.
She does. And I play guitar, and I produce for us, too, sometimes.
Cool. So right before we went on this purely audio program, you were whipping out the mobile phone. I'm soon just adding to the bank, the repository of promotional material. So y'all started, what, 5 or so years ago, maybe 6 years ago? At what point did you start getting into your head that you need to, utilize modern marketing to kind of buttress the sound?
That's a good question.
Because I would say very,
About 2 months ago. And we've always been posting really good, really great photos. But then it was about a month ago that we thought maybe we should get on this whole TikTok thing because, the three of us are best friends and we have a great time. But it's not always like the audience out there and people who don't know us don't know our personalities. So we've started making some really fun lip syncs and little skits so that people get to know us a little better. Henry's really funny, so he writes a lot of the skits.
Oh, you're really boosting my ego right now. it's probably in the past like a year or so that we got more serious with the promotional thing, because that's is the goal after college. So Noah and I are both graduating this semester. Pooja graduated, and we have ambitions of trying to make it big, whatever that means, in the future. And like what that means, making it big now is like, how what you can use to get there is TikTok, Instagram, all this stuff. Like a lot of times it's not always fun to use because it's like, it hurts your brain, distracts you from work, whatever. But yeah, it's, I feel like I'm going along. Yeah, people know you, like that you see some fun stuff on TikTok and stuff. It's how you find people.
Yeah. We had a band in here earlier this year called, I guess I won't say their name, but they popped off on TikTok. Mm-hmm. They have one song and they made like 200,000 listeners.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was asking them kind of about their experience because it's a completely new phenomenon to be a band with that amount of hype, with that kind of,
That rise.
That curve. And when I was asking them about the whole TikTok thing, they kind of, pushed it off during the interview, then a live thing, and then afterwards expressed how just like dirty they feel, like to their stomach when they do the TikTok, like, no, run it again, the lighting was bad, and they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel? Do you ever feel that way when you're doing your kind of, you can separate the business from the art kind of?
We've actually had a lot of fun. I think before we started doing it, we had a little bit of anxiety of, I never did TikTok before the band. But then we'd go on like little content shoots and just goof off together. And it was really fun. So I'm looking forward to shooting more content, honestly.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's a difference. There's multiple sides of like, I feel like being an artist in 2024 where you spend all the time writing and you do everything that like artists have done for, hundreds of years. And then there's like this whole side that you're doing now, which is like it's very fun to make like a pretty goofy video. There's a lot of videos where it's like, oh man, this is objectively a very, very funny video, or it's like very fun to make or whatever. But there are sometimes, you do have to like do a shot over and like figure out like there's like
Well, it's hard because we, all of us like to delete TikTok and Instagram off of our phones, but then we're like, we need to have it in order to post and see what's up on the apps. And then it kind of comes to, well, why, if we're trying to be off of this, why are we feeding this machine that we want to be off? But
yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like I love watching TikToks, but I hate how I feel after watching like 30 TikToks.
So maybe if we get 200k listeners off of a TikTok, we'll feel the same way. I'm not sure. we'll have to find out.
But
yeah, I feel like you are more part of the Coil universe than I am, the Coil cinematic universe. I think you've probably seen a couple of the videos. Do you have a favorite Coil a funny vid?
I can't say too much with it.
Oh yeah,
that's way more
efficient.
Adjacent to the ride this whole time, I remember meeting y'all back last year and then seeing like, oh, they're big, they sold out the local venue, they went on tour. And so like kind of being adjacent to this ride is like, yay, good things come out of our scene. But I feel bad because that's kind of the extent of me, like that. Sure. And then the photo of y'all that looks exactly like the Jonas Brothers album. Yeah,
that's a funny one.
That's copping us.
That's one thing recently. There was this photo shoot the Jonas Brothers did that looked honestly super sick. And we were like, let's do that. And then I'm not gonna lie. That's part of art. You're like, oh, that's like, that's great. Let's do that too. And you pull from different people. But then recently there was a few photos we took that looked like the Jonas Brothers again. And I was like, what if I just compile these and throw these on?
Okay, well, the first time it was intentional. The second time it wasn't.
Second time it was actually the Jonas Brothers' fault.
Oh, wait, hold on. No. Bring that back again. No. Hold on. This is not. No. Okay.
The first time is definitely intentional.
Okay, yeah, no comment.
if Nick Jonas wants to call us and talk about this, we're open to it.
Yeah, we are.
Civil debate.
Yeah.
No. Okay, no. I think I just remember I've seen a lot of photos like that where it's like four young, fun people go out into the desert with two poles and a white sheet. Uh-huh. It's like the same thing. We're like, two poles and a white sheet, baby. Maybe we'll make it red.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Speaking of Jonas Brothers, I don't know. When I think of Coil, it seems like if like Camp Rock was real, it's like Coil's probably like the best band that ever came out of Camp Rock. I don't know.
What a description. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my best description of the band. I try to go for analogy sometimes. Yeah, Camp Rock. I watched that movie like 2 months ago. I forgot how like terrible bad it was.
So what are you saying now then about us coming out of?
I want to be Joe. That's all I want to say. I'm not gonna.
Oh yeah. No, the music is great. That's not what I'm saying. The girl who plays the keyboard backwards, awesome. It's like 2001 Space Odyssey, Camp Rock.
So true. Well, I think we've been really lucky to come up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Use Georgia Tech resources to just like find our footing, start playing together, and then Atlanta has such an incredible music scene. We were able to do our last release show at a local record shop in Lil 5.
Shouts out Criminal.
Yeah, Criminal Records, a lot of fun, and play all around Atlanta, and it's been a great city to play around, and we feel very supported by like Georgia Tech and just very lucky to be here, I think.
Yeah, and the musical community is big and very supportive. Mm-hmm. We've been pretty involved with ATL Collective. They're a nonprofit.
Yeah, shout out ATL Collective.
Yeah, shout out Micah Dalton. They're really dope. They bring in like professional musicians who've been on tons of tours and connect them with artists who are just starting. And then they have these songwriting camps, and they're awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of the Atlanta thing, a couple questions your way. I guess first one is, who are some like Atlanta band homies that you play with? Because usually bands will kind of have like three little best friends that they're always on the ticket with, you know?
We love Calico. They are so talented and they're so kind. Mm-hmm.
And then Clark May is a good friend of ours. We actually have a song with him coming out. He's also a Georgia Tech grad.
Is that Clark Sound?
Not Clark Sound. He's also great.
We love Clark Sound too.
Yeah. My Improvement Movement.
He's awesome.
Shout out Tony Dowd. He produced a song. One of the next songs we're putting out. He's involved in My Improvement Movement. But Clark May is a good friend of ours. He's a Georgia Tech grad and you should check him out.
That's allowed. That's technically
that's allowed.
Allowed.
That's allowed. Yeah. Okay,
if you're on
good.
Your phone and you see him, you should look at him.
Desmond Myers mm-hmm. is amazing. He moved from France a couple years ago mm-hmm. and he produced our song Gravity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, word. Yeah. So what has a recording looked like for Coil? Like studio? Is it mm-hmm. professional, homegrown? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we recorded Joyride in the School of Music studio, the old one before it was renovated. That was a lot of fun.
Rest in peace.
That was our four song EP that we released at Criminal Records.
Noah engineered and produced that album, that EP.
I mixed two of the songs. One of the songs was mixed for free by a Grammy-winning engineer. Shout out Greasy Will.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually through TikTok.
We won this little TikTok competition he did. Mm-hmm. He's like, make me laugh with a video, basically, and I'll mix your song. That's basically the thing. And
this guy mixed the Home Depot
amazing,
song.
Yeah.
Like, the Home Depot song. And also, he was on tour with Pusha T while he was mixing our song.
He also, like, did something with Frank Ocean, right? Like, it was an insane connection that...
Yeah,
anyway, so you're only one degree of separation away from the Home Depot song.
Exactly.
Wow.
And Pusha T, but
and Pusha T, but more importantly,
Home Depot song. Yeah, that's like that's huge.
The Home Depot song. Yeah. That's
one of
So that was Joyride. After that, we were like, well, what does it look like to work with a professional? And we brought in Desmond Myers, who produced Gravity. We recorded it at Maze Studios. With Keegan, who's in World's Greatest Dad, also homies of ours.
That's who's in Atlanta, Maze.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Maze Studios. More recently, this album, we demoed at my place and then went up to Philadelphia and recorded with Jeff Lucci, who's in a really cool band, Mo Lauda and The Humble. They're on tour right now. We're going to see them at the Caverns in a few weeks.
But yeah, that recording process is really cool. Mm-hmm. We did this over winter break. Like, we sandwiched it in. We did it in Philly, actually, which is Noah's hometown. And we did it in a studio called Headroom. And it was honestly a pretty sick experience to, like, fly up, spend some time with Noah's family. And
we were pulling 12-hour days.
It was insane. Mm. It was Mo and I both missed the first week of school, which I don't hope my professor doesn't hear me saying this because I never told him that was why.
You were super sick.
Yeah, I was so ill. It was so bad.
I was dropping the illest EP.
Yeah, literally.
Southeast Atlanta.
It was cool.
Yeah. So one thing I do definitely respect about the Coil sound is the kind of MO for student bands is to put out an EP that just sounds like it was recorded inside of a dog's rectum. And you guys have like...
You can say that on air.
Yeah. As long as it's like polysyllabic expletives, you're good. Rectum, it's all good. Gallbladder. It's not gallbladder, like gallbladder, like girl bladder.
Can I say it?
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Can you say fucking?
No. That was a joke.
Oh,
wait, actually, hold on.
There's a restaurant in Atlanta.
No, we're not going to dump
that. I'm sorry. This is going off the rails.
Okay, do you want to finish your question? You were on
I feel like I had a question.
He just said rectum. We were all like, ooh, rectum.
What was my question? Man, I had a really good one, too.
Rectum?
Rectum? Bands.
Rectum? Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Funny story. As we were setting up for Rectacular, we had like little letter cutouts on our poster, and we taped them to a wall. And we started laying out the letters. We had W-R-E-K-T, and we're like, okay, well, let's keep going. A-L. We found another L. So our sign for a brief moment said rectal, W-R-E-K-T.
That's awesome.
That was a little embarrassing.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. We try.
That was an awesome tangent.
Oh, yeah, great tangent. I would calculate that tangent any day.
So you were talking about, you know, Georgia Tech, Atlanta, nice little come up. Were you guys involved in